given the broad base of support never before seen.
What a difference 6 months can make.
As of today, we are taking steps to reinstate the football, rifle, and bowling programs.
UAB President Ray Watts announced he was changing his mind on the fate of the Blazer football program as well as the rifle and bowling teams. It was an about-face from what he told the school and its supporters on December 2nd that he was killing all three teams.
This decision has been driven significantly by financial realities. I want you to know that we take this personally, very deeply, and as others are disappointed that we will transition away from these athletic programs, so are we.
Back then, the news did not go over well.
And you telling me because the numbers didn't look right? Because the numbers didn't look right?
That's former Blazers tight end Tristan Henderson. He expressed his outrage to Dr. Watts after he told the team about his decision.
It's 18-year-olds in here, 17-year-olds. What are they supposed to do? Some of these cats came from 3,000 miles away to play here, to be a part of this.
Henderson's frustrations did not change things, but promises of financial support from the public did. UAB released a consultant's report late last year. It says the school would need an extra $49 million to support all three programs. After months of protests by fans, communities, and state leaders, Watts did a 180-degree turn. But there would be a catch.
We will maintain, but not exceed, our institutional support for athletics at its current level. To do otherwise would require us to take additional funds from our academic and healthcare missions, which we will not do.
In other words, supporters of UAB can put up or shut up. Watts says the university will pledge $20 million a year to help the programs, but the fans and the community will have to foot the rest of the bill. Luckily, the Blazer faithful have pledged $17.2 million and plan to raise more to build new facilities. One man watching this process is Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox.
The last 6 months for everyone has been tumultuous, but now we have an opportunity for healing and we have an opportunity to build back better than before.
Maddox played football for UAB in the mid-1990s. He was also a graduate assistant for the program. He was upset when the programs were canceled, but Monday's decision has him more optimistic about the direction the Blazers are in.
I know firsthand that universities drive your community, and the growth of those universities can do amazing things for your city. So I commend Dr. Watts for taking a step back, giving the community an opportunity to invest.
UAB had its best season in a decade, going 6-6. Attendance doubled from the same time a year ago. When the program was disassembled, players transferred and coaches left. Dr. Watts says Coach Bill Clark will be back on the Blazers' sideline. That's welcome news to Maddox.
When we were breaking our bones and getting bruises for UAB, we did it because we felt one day we could play at the highest levels. And this year, under Coach Clark, we showed some success. And it kind of felt like that momentum was taken away.
Clark released a statement following Monday's announcement saying this is a critical first step towards UAB football's new path. Clark has his own challenges as the Blazers rebuild, and so does UAB's new director of athletics, Mark Ingram. He inherited this issue and says he welcomes this challenge to help push the department forward. As for returning to the gridiron, Ingram says that could take some time.
We'll be working with Conference USA as we have been in that process. Some of those details are yet to be determined. What our interest is to make sure that we maintain our FBS level as we make progress.
President Watts says there will be a specific fundraising timetable that supporters of the Blazers will have to meet, assuming the team will get a second chance on the gridiron. Mackenzie Bates, APR News in Tuscaloosa.